Back now with Day to Day. Reactions to the Virginia Tech shootings have poured in from across the world. The UN Secretary General, the Pope, and the Queen of England are among the many international leaders who have sent condolences. But along with the sympathies, there has been some criticism, specifically over how easy it is in America to get a gun. NPR's Emily Harris is in Brussels, and she joins us now. And Emily, John Howard, he's the conservative Australian leader. He said that after his own country had a shooting spree 11 years ago, he said, quote, "We showed a national resolve that the gun culture that is such a negative in the United States would never become a negative in our country." And he enacted strict gun control legislation. Is that the general sentiment out there amongst other countries in Asia, in Europe? Is that the general sentiment that you're seeing?
Madeline, there's been a lot of focus in the coverage from around the world, not only on shock and sympathy, but yeah, this has ignited or reignited really a debate about America's gun culture, which much of the rest of the world sees as something that they don't really understand, but also is that they see as being very, very central to the United States. For example, a headline in one of the Italian papers was "Guns at the Supermarket," and the Times of London commented calling this the ritual of bloodletting that seems to happen, in their view, in the United States.
Well, of course, gun tragedies such as the one that occurred here, they do occur in other countries. Scotland, Germany.
That's very true. And in fact, German television went right back to revisit a terrible shooting in 2002 that happened in a town of Erfurt, where 16 people in a school were killed. And the people there who were interviewed on television and also in some newspaper coverage here talked about how they were reliving what they went through in 2002, and that they had great sympathy for what people were going through in Virginia right now. One paper in the UK quoted a father from Dunblane, where there was a shooting at a primary school and 16 children and one teacher was killed. And that paper quoted the father as saying that he felt angry because of, after all the pain he went through, to see that these kinds of things still happen in the world.
Well, how big a story is this in countries overseas?
This has, today, for example, on a lot of newspapers' websites, this has been knocked out, for example, by the massive bombings in Iraq from the top page. But on the printed editions of many European newspapers, for example, today, this was a front page story. This has been leading the news in Europe, certainly, since it originally started to break. And there's been coverage of this in all parts of the world. In South Korea, there's been a great deal of shock and also shame because the person who did the killings in Virginia was from South Korea. There's also been a lot of remembering of a 1982 incident when a gunman killed 57 people, a former policeman, with a high-powered rifle and some grenades in South Korea. Remember, too, that there were victims in these shootings from other parts of the world. A Romanian who lived in Israel, was a professor, was killed, a professor and a student from India. In fact, I read one profile of this young woman from India in the Times of India. 26-year-old woman, wanted to be an architect like her dad, loved Harry Potter. She was killed.
NPR's Emily Harris in Brussels. Thank you.
My pleasure.